What's up, y'all? Welcome to Dish Nation.
Welcome.
Man, we got a lot percolating on the pod. Sherry, sis, what's going on?
All right, Headcrack. Last night was the 73rd 2021 Primetime Emmy Awards, and we have all the tea to spill about that.
Yes, and you know, honey, we got to give you another What the Fashion Emmys edition.
And Sherry, girl, your good Judy, Kim Whitley, and Marlon Wayans is Batman in the bedroom, honey. Woo, we're getting to it. But first, Headcrack, what you got popping?
I think we've cracked the case. I think we finally know where Chet Hanks gets his rapping skills from, because his mom, Rita Wilson, pulled up to the 73rd Primetime Emmys dropping major bars in heat, all right? Now, the actors came in hot, kicking off the show with the host, Cedric the Entertainer, and hip-hop icon LL Cool J with a really fresh, fun, and fly tribute to the late, great Biz Markie, rapping lyrics from his classic, Just a Friend. And for real, Rita kind of had the crowd going. Check it out.
Who knew to have so much TV? First HBO Max I got for free. And this rap wouldn't be complete. I gotta give a shout out to Sesame Street. So many characters I love, in fact. That's Burton and his business. We don't care about that.
All right, Rita.
And best believe Twitter was saying that she rapped better than Chet. You know Twitter. You know social media went in on it. It was really good, y'all. She killed it.
Just for having the boss to do it, because she knows she's going to get judged and dragged if she's bad. So just to have the nerve to do it, I'm with it.
And the cool thing is, like, you know, Just a Friend is one of those songs that transcends race, class, gender, and all that. It's a forever bop. And for Biz Markie to get his flowers, not only there, he also got a street named after him, all in the same weekend. Just shows the universe how much that brother was loved, man. So I'm glad it went over swimmingly well.
But it just touched my soul to see a rich white woman doing it. Because you usually don't see rich white men performing or doing anything like that. Sometimes they usually would snub that, but she really embraced it. And I said, go, Miss Rita, baby. She did just what the children was waiting for.
Gary, I think Glenn Close set it off for rich white women.
Yes, she did.
I think every award show, you're going to see a rich white woman rapping or knowing something about rappers. I think it's in now. I love it.
White, it is on you. Hand the mic to Betty White. I want to see what she got.
I love Betty White. And y'all, what is an award show without some controversy, okay? Because the hashtag The Emmys So White was trending because only white actors took home Emmys in all 12 lead and support categories in the genres of comedy, drama, and limited series. But the melanin community did have some historic wins. Now, RuPaul's Drag Race took home an Emmy for Best Competition Series, making RuPaul the person of color with the most Emmy wins at 11. Also, writer Michaela Cole won for Outstanding Writing for a Limited or Anthology Series for the British drama I May Destroy You, making her the third person of color and first black woman to win in that category. Go on, girl.
Nice.
It's always nice to see brown and black folks, you know, represented at the Emmys. And, you know, this is why people say, well, why do y'all have y'all own? Why do you have, you know, the Imahan Awards or the NAACP Awards? Because we want to see more people that look like us win for the hard work that we do.
It was a tough year to be nominated, especially in the comedy category, because even, like, you know, the show that ran out of there with a lot, Ted Lasso, they got a lot of awards. And I watched that show and I couldn't stop watching that show because it truly was that funny.
It's
you know, sometimes
show.
We have a hell of a year. Sometimes we have an you know, as it relates to people of color. But shout out to Michaela Cole for doing her thing.
At least y'all were nominated and invited to the festivities. Latinos weren't even in the building. So hopefully the Academy and the Emmys get it right and get it better.
Well, it looks like we got our work cut out for us as Dish Nation, because we're on season 10. We haven't got a nomination yet. And look, we check all the boxes. We got a black. We got white people.
Yes.
We got Latinos. We have more blacks. We have gay people. We have all the boxes checked.
Who will step up to
the plate and make sure
what
we get it?
What do you want? Let me tell you something. If you look at any of the shows that have been doing it during the pandemic, we have done it the best. You don't hear us talking over each other. The way they edit, good grief, the editing department
God
is amazing.
God bless the editors.
All right, it's time for
What the Fashion.
Yes, honey. And the Emmys edition, honey. Yes. Now, at first, honey, we have Billy Porter, y'all. Cinderella's fairy godmother who came flying, honey. money through the red carpet. Ooh. So Billy had on all black Ashi Studio outfit featuring folded wings, honey. Now also Hollywood's nice. Godmother topped off the look, dripping in Lorraine Swartz diamonds and platform shoes.
Yes.
Are we feeling this Billy wow. outfit in his wings or what?
Yes. I feel like whatever Billy cool. Porter wears, it's he cool. knows how to wear it well. You know you're going to just say it's cool, head crackers. You ain't into, like, what the fashion like
no,
that.
No, but here's the thing. I've seen Billy Porter do it, like, you know, larger than life so many times that he puts the bar so high. Yeah. So anytime it's scaled down from his previous looks, it, you know, kind of makes you, like, wish he would top the previous looks.
Toe pointed, honey, got the swan. Honey, baby, what you saying?
Billy Porter came to win, darling.
Then, honey, winner for Best Actor, Mr. Jason Sudeikis, committed a fashion faux pas, honey, wearing the exact same look that Chris Evans wore at the 2019 Oscars. But here's the catch. Oh. Jason's suit, honey, is Tom Ford, and Chris's suit was Ferragamo. So is it really a fashion faux pas?
Chris's jacket seems more tailored to fit his body, and he looks better in it.
But I would have been pissed off because it would have made like it was somebody had a sale, honey. So I would have been very angry about that look, honey. Somebody was having the same look that I was
wearing.
But
that's what I was going to say, Gary. Jason Sudeikis look, because his is not tailored to his body, he looked like it was on sale. And he was like, oh, I'm going to get this, you know.
Well, continuing on, looks like Brett Goldstein channeled his inner Roy Kent. That's his character on my favorite show, Ted Lasso. And gave a memorable and mostly bleeped out speech as he accepted his award for Outstanding Supporting Actor in a Comedic Series. And our boy Andrew got a chance to chat with Brett about his potty mouth speech. Check this out, y'all.
What exactly were you saying?
Oh, did they bleep it?
Oh, yeah. They bleeped you a good chunk.
Oh, no, really? I don't know what I said. It's all a blur. But, I mean, it was probably swearing, right? I don't know how much bleeping went on.
Yeah, probably.
Oh, that's hysterical. Oh, my God.
If that would have been Leroy cursing like that, baby, the Emmys, honey, would have been banned. Honey, you know that.
Or a Chewy, y'all, I'd be 86th. I would never be invited back to the Emmys,
never
y'all.
Never invited back. Never to return.
They would snatch the trophy from you while you're doing the speech.
You know it. They'd escorted you out of the building, not just off the stage. Well, y'all, we all know Marlon Wayans spoke about his dad bod and working hard to get back his G.I. Joe era six-pack figure. But after this story, y'all, let me, in the words of Gary, baby, ain't nobody gonna care about his dad bod no more. Because in a recent TV One Uncensored, comedic actress and Sherry's good Judy Kim Whitley shared the story of how she once mistook Marlon's handyman for a bat. Take a look, ooh, y'all.
I'm on the Wayans, brother. And all of a sudden, you know, he had on these red sweatpants. And I thought he was trying to be funny because he's a fool. And I kept looking. I said, this boy done put a little bat in his shorts, in his red sweatpants. And I was like, I kept looking at it. I was laughing. I was like, stop being silly. Boy, you crazy. He just is blessed. He's blessed. And it's burned into my brain.
Okay, now, is it true, Sherry?
So as soon as I heard Kim Whitley put it out there about Marlon Wayans' junk, I texted him and I said, Marlon, if you need to talk to me, I'm right around the corner. We could discuss some things.
Lord.
He sent back a smiley face and I was like, I'm here for you, Marlon.
So Sherry ever comes to work with slurred speech, we know what happened.
Yeah.
What a compliment that your junk is compared to a small bat. That's a nice little compliment. Yeah.
But shoot. Sherry, is that lady like to be discussing a man's package publicly though? Think about that, Sherry.
Well, she was doing it uncensored, so it was part of a whole, you know, about her life. But I'm telling you, when you see sometimes Marlon Wayans walk around with them tight daggone pants, and you can see it, and it's a gift from God.
Well, switching gears real quick, we want to send our condolences to the family and friends of comedic actor Anthony Johnson. We had just got word that he was called home at the age of 55. Mm. AJ was best known for his roles in House Party and Friday, and he will truly be missed. We got more Dish Nation after the break.
Dish Nation.
So when you think of celebrity sex tapes, of course the Kim Kardashian and Ray J tape comes to mind. Get this, y'all. Ray J's manager, Wack 100, says he has bonus footage and he wants Kim's ex, Kanye West, to see it.
Ooh.
Weird. He said, Kanye, holla at me, bro. We got part two on the laptop and it's never been seen. And we'd love for you to have it. It's more graphic and better than the first one.
Ooh.
This guy's kind of like the Siskel and Ebert of sex tapes, apparently.
Your manager's name is Wack 100. Let's start there.
Well, I think, like, not Wack as in bad. Like, Wack, like, maybe he's hit a few people before. Just saying. But before you run down a Blockbuster to rent it, Kim's attorney says that there is no unreleased sex tape. Now, Chewy,
what's
I know
up?
You out here in these L.A. streets.
Yes, I am.
You think it's Wack that homie's making these claims, or you think he's doing it for the culture?
Absolutely not. I think it's great for the culture, and I think the Kardashians and the Jenners know the reason why they're famous is because of videos like this. So I think everybody's going to be open to watching part two of this. So, yeah, I can't wait. I can't wait.
Don't nobody want to see that mess.
I do.
For educational purposes.
Absolutely, HK. So you understand, brother. You understand. All right, it's time to get sexy, y'all. You know what time it is? You know what time it is? It's Thirst Trapping
with the Stars.
Okay, our girl Hailey Bieber, the supermodel, dropped several vacation pics on the Insta. She was paddleboarding, y'all. She was showing off her bikinis and hugging on her husband, Justin Bieber.
She looks cute, but when some ass is showing, it's a thirst trap.
She got a cute little paddleboard booty. It's cute.
Yeah, she does. She does.
It's a sweet thirst trap.
It's a palmful. It's like a little handful.
Yeah.
Like, it's nice.
We don't want Brett's booty on Hailey Bieber because she wouldn't be able to handle all of that. Brett booty is Brett's booty.
She would not be able to drag all that wagon.
Thank you, Sherry.
You know I'm a fan crusher on your booty, Brad, so leave Brad's booty right where it is. Just
Oh, God. Okay, moving on. Thank you.
All right, y'all. Up next is a friend of the show, our Tori Hart. Tori is showing off her curves, and she said in part,
like,
I'm a brown-skinned baddie. What's up, daddy? Now look at
this.
Is this a thirst trap? This girl is thick in all of the right places.
Yeah, I didn't even know she was holding angles like that. Yo, what's up, Tori? How you doing, girl?
I love Tori, but when you show that close up to the crack, it is a thirst trap. I love you, Tori, but when you show that close at the back of the behind to the crack, yeah, you should cover that little part up. Otherwise, that makes it a thirst trap right now.
I like it.
It is.
Thumbs up. Chewy approved.
So, hey, Crack, I hear you got something to match companies with the right job candidates.
Okay, Gary, yes, there are some things in life that I like to pick myself, so I know I got the best one that's best for me, like mattresses, bottles of wine, food, and so forth.
Now, you know that I'm very picky, so, honey, if I can't pick it, I don't want it.
You know what? I had no idea. But what if you could do the same for hiring, right? Choose your ideal candidate before they even apply. That's where ZipRecruiter's invite to apply comes in. It gives you, as the hiring manager, the power to pick your favorites from the top candidates, and right now, you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/DishNation.
Oh, so how does invite to apply work here, Craig?
Well, when you post a job on ZipRecruiter, they send you the most qualified people for your job. Then you can easily review the candidates and invite your top choices to apply for your job. Lauren Webb, SVP of Talent Acquisition for Mindula Health, raves about ZipRecruiter's invite to apply. She says, I love that feature because we have a much higher follow-through rate if I invite candidates. It's easy for me and it's easy for them.
So I hear that ZipRecruiter's invite to apply get on average 2.5 times more candidates, which helps make for a faster hiring process.
Yup. See for yourself, man. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/DishNation. Try ZipRecruiter for free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/DishNation. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
All right, y'all, coming up next, Andrew Freund talks to Jordana Brewster and the cast of F9 about the director's cut out on Blu-ray and digital tomorrow. So come right back.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
All right, guys, I'm here at the F9 Experience, all in celebration of the Blu-ray coming everywhere September the 21st. I'm going to channel my inner John Cena right now. Let's go. Otto, send me the new pickup location.
Okay, Justin, now, One of the most important questions I have for you is, what is it like working with Cardi B? And how did that come to be? Kind of tell me that whole...
I just got a call that she liked the franchise and is there a way to, you know, include her? And I think I had a great conversation with Vin and we talked about it. It was amazing working with her. Like, she can turn it on like that and she's on. She's in character. And she can roll with Vin, and it was just so much fun working with her.
First of all, congratulations on your engagement.
Thank you.
You seem like you're glowing.
Thank you.
Let's talk about, we're here now, you know, you've been part of this for the past 20 years. I want to know, though, who's the biggest practical joker out of all the people that you work with on these films?
Tyrese. Tyrese is always the one where, like, if the camera's on you and he's off camera, like, you better have your stuff together because he's going to, like, throw stuff at you. He's going to try to get you to laugh.
Now, what is this here? You don't get out of parking tickets. How is that possible?
It's really, like, and once it was, like, right before the movie was coming out, it's, like, pretty pathetic.
Yeah.
And we're talking, like, 15 miles above, like, the speed. We're not even talking, like, it's not that bad.
That's fine.
That's what I think.
I mean, yeah.
Apparently not, though.
Who are your dream cameos for this franchise?
I would love Phoebe Waller-Bridge's. I think she's such a baller. I think she's amazing. I would love Zoe Saldana. Sandra Bullock is another one of my favorites. Obviously, I'm trying to, like, get estrogen, like, infused.
Okay, so there's a rumor that there's going to be an all-female Fast and the Furious movie.
Right.
So what's, are you pitching this? Or is this happening?
I mean, I'm fully behind it. I would love it to happen.
Final question for people who don't know. How many more of these movies are coming? How many more in the pipeline?
I think for this saga... we have one final story that's going to take two films to tell.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right, well, that's a wrap for me. I interviewed the cast, I ziplined, I kicked Chris with the help of Brian. Be sure to check out the Blu-ray everywhere, F9, September 21st. I'm going to bed. See ya.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Well, Lil Baby blasted celebrity jeweler Raphael Owen Cole for sending him a fake Patek watch.
Yeah.
Took a video showing off four rings with the caption, "Y'all know better than sell me, of all people, a fake or anything that could be called a fake. I stand on my name the same way y'all should. Don't play with me, cuz when I'm on that, I'm on that."
The company
took to their IG admitting that they sold Baby a fake watch and claimed that it was an honest mistake. They returned his money and gave him four rings for free.
Well, I think they need to go to jail. This is a crime. You got to tell the person if you're selling them something fake. And they charged them the regular price, probably. Yeah. I'm glad he got a check. But I roll up in the diamond place with the little eye to look through it. I need to test it. I need to put solution on it. My
not
pen,
the monocle.
Everything.
Do you show up
because
like
you just
that,
never.
You show up
I
like
sure
that?
The hell do. I show up with all that in my backpack, honey.
I thought you just had chapstick in your backpack. You got one of the rings looking to diamonds.
See, I would do the same and still not know the difference.
Gary, you love jewelry. You love fancy clothes. How can you tell if it's fake or not, Gary?
Well, to be honest with you, Chewy, I can't tell. And I don't worry about that, Chewy. I don't stress about it. Like, in particular, like with my clothes. If I know my clothes are cotton, honey, I know somebody picked them. And the cotton is good. And I know silk with the butterflies. So I'm not going to be stressed out about that.
Okay.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.